All right, we're going to start at the top of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara, like yesterday, we left off with the wife of On Ben Pelet, and how the wife of On Ben Pelet basically saved On Ben Pelet's life by talking him out of joining the rebellion, as well as protecting him once the rebellion had started. On the other hand, today we'll talk about the wife of Korach, who wasn't as helpful to her husband. It's on the second line of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a day to Korach, Amralei. The wife of Korach said to him, "Chazi, my Ka'avid Moshe, you see what Moshe is doing? You have a Malko, he made himself the king. Achua, he made his brother, Shavya Kana Rabba, made him to the Kohen Gadol. V'achui, to his nephew, Shavinu Skani Tekano, he made them into the assistant Kohanim, to the other Kohanim. He actually Truma, you bring Truma, Amar Te'avid the Kohen, give it to the Kohen. He atu Maser, the Shakli to Atun. And even the Maisa that you get as a Levi, Amar Chad Meiyud, the Kohen, he says, give a tenth of that to the Kohen. It's a Trumat Maaser. Vote. And on top of that, the guy is, last week's Parsha, guy is laid on Mazaychu, that he had all your hair shared off. And he made fools out of Yuki Kufta like dung. So, Eina Yahavi Mazaychu. Because he put his eye, you know, he had his eye on your hair, meaning that he wanted to be the boss, the big guy. So how did he make sure that he was really the boss? He made all of you guys look like cue balls. He got you all shaven up and made you into a laughing stock of everyone else. So look what he's doing. This is his wife is encouraging him and prodding him along to with all this material on Moshe. So you see here, Korach responds to Amalah. Hahui Nami Kovit. I mean, I don't think it's a good claim. He also, Moshe was a Levi, so Moshe shaved all his hair off just like we did. I mean, how could you claim that he's making fun of us when he did it to himself? He didn't just do it to us. So she responds to him, Amrale, came into Kula Rabuta Dite. Since you're all following his word, Amrayu Nami, he said about himself, Tamut Nafshi Implishtim, which is the line that Shimshon uses. When he collapses the building on himself on the Plishtim, he says, basically, I let my life go, but in my last moment, let me take all the Plishtim with me. I mean, like a suicide, killing. So also here, the Moshe says, you know what? If they're all gonna listen to me, what's the big deal if I just shave my head as well? So sure, I'll look a little funny, but they're all listening to me. If they all listen to me, that'll prove that I'm the real leader, and that will disparage or make them all the laughing stock. So, and then, vote. She had another claim against Moshe. Moshe says, put a little string of tchelet in your tzitziot, in your beged. If you think that tchelet is such a mitzvah, then go ahead and take out to bigaday tchelet and give them to all of your yeshiva. I mean, they give them to all of your group. So this also, you know, the Gemara is playing on the prelude to the other medrash, which is that Korach asked Moshe, "Beged kulo tchelet, tzarech tzitzit or ein tzarech tzitzit? Does it need tzitzit or not? When you have a beged kulo tchelet." So here his wife is prodding him along, pushing him, encouraging him to rebel against Moshe. Ainu dichtiv. That's what the pasuk in Mishlei says. Chachmot nashim banta beita. Right, the wisdom of women has built their houses. Zu ishto shalom ben Pelet. That's the wife of On Ben Pelet. That she was able to protect On Ben Pelet and keep her household together. Ve'ivelet biyadeha tehersenu. There's no hey there. It's a vav at the end. It's tehersenu. It's biyadeha. So it's ve'ivelet biyadeha tehersenu. Right, the one who is wayward or she done wrong with her hands, tehersenu will destroy it. Zu ishto shel Korach. That is the wife of Korach who prodded her husband, who encouraged her husband to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, ended up with nothing. I mean, their whole household was destroyed. Her actions are what caused the downfall. I just wanted to tell you over, I mentioned this yesterday, that I heard once, I think Rabbi Fran said it over, I don't remember where he said it over from, but it says in the parsha when the Malachim come to visit, it says, Aye Sarah Ishtecha. So the Pasuk says, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, and over there, the Nikudot on the Aye. And it sounds like it says that it should be a yo. So the Medrash actually quotes the Medrash over there. It says, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, means that L'Avraham, they asked, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, and L'Sarah, they asked, Ayo, where is Avraham? Meaning that the ayin ayoh, whereas the questions that they ask, that you ask about the other spouse, that's a derech eretz, that you always ask about the other spouse. It's all one statement. What does the statement mean? Ayoh, you want to know where you're standing. Abraham, we want to know where you are religiously, we want to know where you are. The answer to the question of ayoh is, ayeh sarah yishtecha, where is your wife Sarah? And that the Akarat HaBayit, right, the woman of the household, determines the religious level and the, right, the, what her husband's, what the, she encourages her husband to do, what's important to her that she conveys to her husband, that will determine the religious level as well as the success of her husband, whether it's the, right, pursuits, religious or spiritual pursuits or physical, monetary pursuits. It's all dependent on the woman, the Akarat HaBayit. And this is the same what we see here, that the wife of Bom Ben Pelet, right, and the wife of Korach, each of them determines the outcome of their household. Okay, now we're going to continue to talk about Adad Korach. Vayikumu lifnei Moshe, v'anashim v'nei Yisrael chamishim v'tayim. So now the pasuk says, Nisiei Eida. So the Bar-Gemara says, what does it mean, Nisiei Eida? Miyuchadim Shbeida. These were the top of the Eida, of the Tzibur. Then it says, Kriyei Moed. What does it mean, they're Kriyei Moed? Sheyudim la'ber shanim l'gvah chalashim. We're not talking about slouches over here. We're talking about individuals who knew how to be ma'aber, to create leap years, and knew how to set up the chodoshim, whether it was a male or chaser. Anshei Shem, is another descriptor of these individuals who were rebelling against Moshe. She'alohem Shem b'chol olam, that their name went across the whole world. They were well-known people. Vayishma Moshe vayipol al panav. Moshe heard what they had to say, and he falls on his face. Mashma shema. What did he hear that made him fall on his face? That they were spreading rumors that Moshe, right, had an extramarital affair. Because they were, and the word kanu is also used by Parshat HaSota. So by Parshat HaSota, they're playing vayikanu, the word kina is playing on this extramarital affair or znut. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak Malai Shkol Echad V'Chad Kinei Et Ishto Mi Moshe. All of them warned, gave a warning against to their wives against Moshe, meaning that they warned them not to be miyached in Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was because they suspected him of Eshadish. Otherwise, why else would they be mekaneh? Shnemar. And how do we know this? Because Moshe yikach et ha'oel v'natah lo michutz la'machaneh. Moshe, in order to avoid any chashad, took the tent or the omoed and moved it outside the machaneh, that there shouldn't be any questions about Eshet Ish over here, even though this is way back in Shmot by the Chet HaEgel, when Moshe takes the Omoed outside of the Machaneh. Nevertheless, they see this from this. Rashi points out that we see Yatzah Mechutz HaMachaneh Shal Yechshadua Od, so they would not suspect him at all. Yaakov Moshe Vayelech El Datan V'Aviram. Moshe got up and went to Datan V'Aviram. Amar Yesh Lakish Mekan She'im Achzikim B'machloket. From here, we see that you do not stand on ceremony. Do not allow for a machloket to go on endlessly. Meaning that really, the Tan of Virav should have come to Moshe. But Moshe goes and tries to, makes a proactive effort to reconcile with the Tan of Aviram, despite that it was probably beneath his kavod, and the obligation wasn't on him, he did not start the machloket. Nevertheless, you see from Moshe's actions that there's this need, to try to quell and to eliminate the machloket. Dama Rav. So Rav says, Kol ha-machzik v'machloket over belav. Anybody who's steadfast in argument, then he violates a lav. Shnemar, velo ye kikorach v'cha'adato. There should no longer be, or there should never be, like Korach and his Eidah. And that is said about the Rikuyei Pachim. After the, of 250 Makrivei Ketorah get burnt up, then Moshe tells Azar Kohen to take those pachim and to be pound them out into a cover for the mizbeach, and that cover on the mizbeach should be a siman or a zeichel of Bnei Yisrael. Shelo yeh kekorach v'adotot, so they no longer be like korach v'adotot. So that's a pashuta pasuk. Is that the siman of the cover of the mizbeach? Is that people won't do what Korach did again? But here, Rav is playing, I say, no, that's like a lab. It's a real lab. Don't be like Korach HaDatov. Rav Ashimai, Rav Ulitz Dara. Someone who does that should get Zerat, whoever is Machzik, Machal, Tivacha, Biyad Moshe. Lo, Uktivatam, Vayomer, Lo, Otave, Nayadcha, Bechekech. So over here, it's talking about by the Adad Korach says Be'er Moshe Lo, and over there it says Ve'yomer Hashem Lo to Moshe Oda Ve'nei Adcha Bechekecha. Right, it's by the snap. It tells him to put his hand into his right shirt and then take it out, and it's Metaneim Tarat Kashalik. And then for it was white as was snow, meaning that he had gotten Tarat. So here, that's a siman. Also, the Midrashim say over there that was a siman that Moshe had spoken Lashon Hara, and that's why his hand turned into Tarat. Over here, we're saying the same thing, that if your one is like Korach Vadato, or is Machzik B'machloket Yisra'ui leads Tara. So just as a side note, there's a question about V'loye Korach Vadato, is that alav, or is that not alav? So Sefer Alochot Gudolot counts it in his Akdama, counts it as one of the Lavin, one of the 613 mitzvot, it counts V'loye Korach Vadato. The Rambam, in Shorish Chet, in the eighth shorish, when he's giving his Hakdama the Sefer Mitzvot and explaining what is a lav and what is not a lav, over there he says that the varim that are shliliim, the varim that are just come to tell you that it should not be like, or it's a not a statement of do not do this, but rather a statement of fact, and there will not be. So over here, the Rambam claims V'lo yeh k'korach v'adato is not a lav, but rather a statement. It's a statement of fact. They will put on a siman, so therefore there will not be like korach v'adato. He later on suggests also korach v'adato means that you will not be punished. Someone who is machzik and machloket will not get a punishment like korach v'adato. You won't get swallowed up by the earth, but rather you'll get tzarat. So he gives another interpretation. He does mention it, the Rambam, interestingly enough, in mitzvah lotase, I think mem hei, which is lotit go to do. And there, where it says, Pashup Shad of Lotit go to do, is do not mark yourself up, do not cut yourself for the mate. But he also brings down the Midrash Chazav, Lotit go to do, Lotasu Agudot Agudot, do not become into factions, and over there he says, is also that same drash. The same drash on Lotit go to do applies to Loyipia Kokorach Vadato, that he brings the drash that Rab brings over here, the call Machzik B'machloket, the verbal Av. So he sees both of those as drashot, but not as bona fide Lavin. The Ramban, in his Hasagot on the Sefer Mitzvot, disagrees with the Rambam and says that he's wrong, he thinks he's wrong, that this is a Lav. This is one of the Lavim that has to be counted, and the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvot of Katan, actually counts it as a Lav, and his Minyan Mitzvot, the Ramban, when he has his list of replacing what he disagrees with the Rambam about, this is one of the Mitzvot, which he puts in as a Lav, which is Lo Yeh Kikorach Vadato. Interesting enough, when the Sefer Mitzvot of Katan writes the Lav, he writes in that there's a Lav, Lo Yeh Kikorach Vadato, but that's not just like you can't have Machlokas, but he uses the term, like over here, that Lo Yamid B'machloket, Lo Yachzik B'machloket. He doesn't say it's not that you can't argue, you can't disagree. It's that Lo Yachzik B'machloket, that you shouldn't get stuck in Machloket. I mean, that someone who unnecessarily, right, prolongs or extends or a Machloket, that's the violation of the Lav. The Lav is not that you can't disagree. You're allowed to have an opinion, you're allowed to disagree. Question is when, once you've disagreed, you can't be so entrenched in your positions that one is unable to reconcile, number one, or number two is that even if the differences persist, that the machlokas doesn't have to persist. I mean, that you give it, right, doesn't have to deal with the person himself, the anger, there doesn't have to be emotional side that it's associated with it, that they can, and people can do, as we say, agree to disagree. And that's enough, that there shouldn't be persistent machlokas. But it's interesting, that it's an important distinction in the idea of what this is. If you count it as a lav, of Lo Yeh Kikorach Vadato, and not only do you say, not, Lo Yeh Kikorach Vadato means literally don't be choleik al what we call leadership, or on the kihuna, which might be the definition of the lav, but in addition to that, there's a separate lav of, possibly, and that's what the smak counts it as, Lo Yeh Kikorach Vadato means don't extend, prolong, be entrenched in machloket. It's an important term, you know, and of course the Sifrei Musar, Shari Tshuva, and Sefer Chinuch also mentions it, brings down this about the Musari aspect of Lo Yeh Kikorach Vadato, which is the idea of not being machzik machloket. Anyway, I'll send you the Mekorot for this, but just that, you know, the machloket HaRishonim about whether this is actually a lav, and if it is a lav, what's the lav? Is a lav simply not to be choleik ala kuhuna, not to be choleik on the kuhuna or in the leadership of Bnei Yisrael, or is it a lav that includes what Rav says over here? That this drusha is part of the lav, the restriction, which is what the Samak and others bring down, that it's actually a part of the lav, not simply to be cholek al kuna, but this idea of being prolonging, extending, or being unable to reconcile inside of machloket. Amar Rabbi Yosi kol cholek al machut Beit David, so this would be in the same category. Anybody who argues on Beit David, ra'uda kishon achash, deserves to be, stung or bitten by a snake. It says, "Vayizbach Adonoyahu tzonu b'karum reim ebna zochelet." So here, Adonoyahu leaves, decides that he's going to be the next king instead of Shlomo HaMelech, and he goes and he gathers all the people together and they anoint him at ebna zochelet. So what's ebna zochelet? Tivotam says in Parshat Hazinu, "Imchamat zochalei afar," along with the venom of the creeping, does that creep in the earth or the dirt? I mean, the serpents of the earth. So that's a zochel over here plays on the snakes, zochalim, that they're creepy crawlies, and the even a zochelet. So that Odinio, who led a rebellion against Beit David, deserves to get the zochale afar.
Against, he's not fully God, he wanted to continue through Beit David, he just wanted it to be him.
Right, so that's a good question. I'm not sure here, and that the broad, it might be here that the definition of machut, cholek machut Beit David does not necessarily mean that. We would think normally, if you said that term, it would say, okay, the Davidic line, you can't be cholek on the Davidic line. It belongs to David HaMelech, the kingship, or his family. And if you go and try to usurp it, it's a problem, like the Ramban writes about the Chashmonaim, and so on. But here it seems from the Gemara's definition of it, cholek HaMelech with David is not simply on the Davidic line, but on the king. I mean, that it's improper. Anybody who is cholek on the king, who is the chosen king at the time, that is being cholek HaMelech with David. Anybody who disagrees with his Rebbe is like being cholek on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, over here, you have to be careful, which is that, as Rashi puts out, cholek al Rabo is cholek al Yeshivato. It sounds like you take a position against your Rebbe. It's not simply that you disagree, you're learning together, and you say, in a respectful manner, you say to your Rebbe, maybe I think this, maybe this. Right, but that's not what they're talking about here. Again, the idea of machloket is not some, is disagreement is okay. This is, it's cholek al yeshivato, that you take a position against your Rebbe. Right, you take a strong position against your Rebbe, it's cholek al ashkenash nemer, but tzutam al Hashem. So over here, when it's describing the machloket of Korach, Datan v'Aviram, over there and later on in Parshat Pinchas, when it's describing that Datan v'Aviram passed away, it says over there, behat tzutam al Hashem. That when they brought the kal, Kiyatzu and Hashem, when they brought the kal against Moshe Aaron, it's like they brought the machlokas against Hashem. Am Rav Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kosei Yivayim Rabo, Kosei Mishchina. Anyone who takes up issues with his Rebbe, it's like he's doing it with the Shekhinah, Shemar, Hema, Meimi Riva, Asher Rabu B'nai Yisrael, Et Hashem. Wait a minute, Meimi Riva was when they got upset at Moshe and Aaron. Right, they were complaining to Moshe and Aaron about the water. Yet, when Moshe and Aaron are punished, it's, hey, me, Riva, Asher, Rabu, B'nai Yisrael, Et Hashem. That they were fighting with Hashem. So even though they came, they were really arguing or they were complaining to Moshe and Aaron, nevertheless, it's called Rabu Et Hashem. It's as if they argued with Hashem. Amar Chanina bar Papa call Mitraim a Rabo. Anybody who complains about their Rebbe. Now here it's not simply complains, but it's someone who complains in a manner that the way his Rebbe behaves is embarrassing, is unbecoming. I mean, that's something much stronger than simply a complaint, right?
It's inappropriate.
Right. He's questioning, casting aspersions on the character of his Rebbe. It's gilu mitzrayim al shkina, as if he complains against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, lo aleinu tulunatchem ki al Hashem. This is when the Bnei Yisrael are complaining about when they leave Mitzrayim, they're complaining about the food situation, the water situation. There, it says that your complaints, Moshe says to them, your complaints aren't against us. Your complaints are against Hashem. So anybody who upsets his Rebbe, and Maher is mechape alav dvarim, that he pushes on him, he covers up, he does things that are upsetting. As if he is, again, upset about that which is shkina, or he causes problems for the shkina. Shneamar, v'yedaber ha'am b'elokim u'b'moshe. That the people spoke about Hashem and against Hashem and Moshe. So we see the equation between Elohim and Moshe. So if you have Maharir Rabo, someone who is speaking or upset about the way his Rebbe's position or what he's doing, it's as if he's upset with the Kodesh Baruch Hu about these issues, and we see here this equation between Elohim and Moshe. Osher Shamur Leva'alav the Ra'ato. The wealth of a owner.
If you're listening, so let's say there's someone who's teaching Torah who is not
Right, so that's a difficult, it's a very delicate situation, and one has to be careful. You have to be, the Gemara has a machlokas. Gemara has a machlokas about whether a Rebbe has to be kemalach Hashem spakot. Does he have to conduct himself like a malach Hashem? In other places, we have Rabbi Meir, who learned from Acher, which is that you take the good and you dump the bad. And the Chachamim says, right, lokasho. Ha, b'gdolim, ha, b'ktanim. It says that Talmud Chacham Atzum, someone who is able to be discerning and able to deal with an Acher, then he can learn from him, like Rabbi Meir. For everybody else, then you can't. That the Rebbe or the teacher must be Kamalach Hashem Tzvakot. He has to have that right standing of being like a Kamalach Hashem Tzvakot, which means we demand of him, or we want that the behavior of a teacher be appropriate for the Torah that they're imparting. Right, there is wealth that is owned, you know, kept by the owner or watched for the owner of the Ra'ato that ends up being for his downfall or for his evil for him. This is the wealth of Korach, because it says Vitz Kolikum Asher Biraglehem. Amar Balazar Zit Mimono Shaladam Shemamido Al Raglav. So it says that when the earth swallowed them up, it swallowed them up along with all the yukum, Asher Biraglehem. What is the yukum? So Rabbi Elazar says that's your person's monetary means, which keep him on his feet. I mean, that which sustains the individual, and that was swallowed up as well. So the Zeh Shosh El Korach is that the fact that Korach was wealthy, that's what led him down a path of destruction, because he, because of his wealth, he thought more highly of himself, and that caused him to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. In the end, what was the outcome was that all of he and his, all of his wealth were swallowed up by the ground. So Osher Shamur Labalab, he was storing, he was keeping all this wealth for himself, you know, for his family. In the end, it all ended up in the ground, going for naught, being destroyed. So Amar Rabbi Levi, Masui Gimel Me'ot Pradot Levanot Hayu L'Maftechot Shel Bacon of Avizav Shel Korach. The wealth of Korach was so great that he had 300 white mules carrying the keys to the storehouses of his wealth. And as you see, I always tell you these. Right, so 300. If you look on the side by the Amos Prat, it says, Gimoyot, Lav Davka, B'chol Shlosh Miyot Peshas, as the Rashbam says, M'sochim Kuvitet, is a Derech Guzma. Which is right, so I always mention that the numbers 300, 400 in general are numbers that the Gemara, the Mishnah, even the Torah uses as numbers for exaggeration, large amounts, right? So maybe let me know, Tayyum, Maftechot, Shabengazam, Shokarav, Kulu, Aklide, all the keys, Vikilfe, and locks, de Gilda, they were made out of leather. I mean, that's how many keys, I mean, even more exaggerated, it's not that they're metallic keys and he needs 300 mules. He needs 300 mules for these leather keys. How many, I mean, the amount of leather keys he needs to make them heavy, it would be more significant. There were three, I guess, treasures, or precious, you know, items that Yosef hid away in Mitzrayim, that he buried. Achat nitgala leKorach. Korach found one of them. That's what made him so wealthy. Achat nitgala leAntonuninus ben Asvirus. So that was the other one was found by Antoninus, which was the friend of Rabbi, who's very, both of them were very wealthy. So that was describing how he found his wealth. Achat nignaza leTzadikim laDei Davo, and one of them's left for the Tzadikim in the future. Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan Korach lo mina bluim v'lo mina srufim. Korach is not punished, neither like the party of 250 who brought Makrivei Ketor that were burnt up, nor like Datan Vabiram and those that were swallowed up by the ground. Korach received neither of those punishments. But how did he die? He died in the Magifai, he died in the plague. So that's how Korach died. He was not punished like the other two groups of individuals. How do I know he was not swallowed up by the ground? If they, it's called Adam, Asher the Korach. All those that belonged to Machloket Korach were swallowed up. Velo Korach Atzmo, right? But not Korach himself. Velo mina Sufim. How do we know he was not burnt up with the 250 Machloket Korach? If they, but Chola Eshet Chamishim Mutamish. And when the ish came down and swallowed up or burnt up the 250 people, vidlo korach. But it mentions the 250, it doesn't mention korach. On the other hand, we have the braita that teaches us korach minas rufim u'ra'alim. He had both. It was both nisraf and balua, swallowed up. Minav lo'im diftiv. It's actually the same puzzle that we just quoted before to prove that it was not. It says, vativla otam ve'et korach. It says they were swallowed up and korach. So the beginning of the pasuk, the other part of the pasuk is ve'et kol asher adam le'korach. Right, that all the people that along with Korach, and they proved that it wasn't Korach, but the end of the pasuk says, "Vatiklau utam et Korach," swallowed them up and Korach. So what do you do with that? Rashi points out that he parses the pasuk differently. He says, "Vatiklau utam, comma, vet Korach, da da da, ima magifa." And the Korach goes on the next part of the next pasuk that it's talking about the magifa. So he parses the pasuk in order not to have Korach be swallowed up, but rather part of the magifa. Minister of Fim, I know he's burnt out, dichtiv. Ve'esh yatzah me'et Hashem, a fire came out from Hashem, v'tochal et chamishim otam ish, v'korach v'adayu, and Korach was along with them. So according to this, Rashi says, what ended up happening was, the fire came down, and we had this machlokas earlier in the Masechta, of how they were burnt up. But so Rashi suggests over here that Korach was burnt up the same way that Nadav and Abihu were, which is that the ish went in, but the body was still intact, and then after he had died with the body intact, it was swallowed up by the earth. That's how Rashi comes up with the way of explaining how he was both Nisraf and Balua. The other midrash, the other famous midrash is that he died, that Korach was burnt up and then his head rolled over and was swallowed up by the earth. But either way, what they're trying to, these midrashim, and as well as the bright over here, are trying to suggest is that Korach, since he's the leader of two different groups of machloket, he suffers along with both of them. I mean that he's killed. He is killed in the punishment of both of them to indicate his leadership of disparate groups that were fighting. One on Aaron on the Kuhana, and one on Moshe and the leadership of Moshe. Shemesh, Yareach, Amad, Zvula. Right, the sun and the moon, right, go through their paths. The Or, Chitzecha Yalechu, through the light of your arrows they travel. Now the Gemara is going to discuss on this. Mamei, Chalu Shemesh Yireach leZvul. Shemesh Yireach went up to a place. There's a place in the heavens called Zvul. Amru Lofanav Yiron Shalem. Matal said, Din the Ben Amram, if you take care of Moshe, then they say, this is they're blackmailing Hashem. You want us to keep working? You have to take care of Ben Amram. You have to protect him from Korach. Veim Lav, if you're not, Lo Netzei. Achazarek Bem, Achazarek Mehem Chitzim. Right, so we were not going out, and Hashem said, and they didn't go out. Until Hashem shot arrows at them and forced them to go to work again. Amar lahen, b'chvildi lo mechitem, b'chvod basara mechitem. Yeah, what? You're worried about the kavod of Moshe Rabbeinu? What about my kavod? What does he mean, my kavod? So Rashi brings down, we saw earlier in the Masechta, that the kings, kol machay mizrach u'marav, just put on their crowns and bow down to the sun. When they bow down to the sun, you don't say, I'm not going out to work until you stop all this business. That you didn't say. All of a sudden, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and you want to protect him from Korach, all of a sudden you're speaking up. So what was the solution to that? So Vayidna. So there are two possible outcomes. What are the two outcomes to that? Two possibilities. Either that they do not, they're put back into service and they do not object for Moshe, and they do not object for Hashem. Then they're just stuck. Or they object for both. So that's what the Gemara is now going to have two outcomes to the situation, which is Vayidna. Today, lo nafke ad machulu. Today they don't go out until arrows are shot at them. So that Rashi points out over here, what does it mean? No nafked machlo shekach azar lehem, a makom that Hashem made the gzera on them, that they were punished, that they won't go out today until they go out, they get hit every day to go out. But basically the issue is that they're not gonna make a macha, neither nor for Hashem, neither for Moshe, nor for Hashem. Or, lishnachrinan Rashi is, hidon nafki macha shirushi kbiro kashbucho, shlo micha lichvodo. Since they were makbid on the kavod of Hashem, they saw that Hashem was upset about this, so then they began to be makbid by Hashem's kavod. So every morning they stand up and say, we're not going, because there's a avodah zarah, until Hashem pushes them out, shoots them out. So again, Rashi, the two lishonot and Rashi seem to me to be the two possible outcomes here about what is machule. Machule is either a punishment for what they did, but nevertheless, they didn't protect Moshe nor Hashem. Or the other way around is that they learned their lesson, and therefore they're moche even on behalf of a Kodesh Baruch Hu each day. Torah Shuvah Ma'idiktiv, Imbriya Yivra Hashem, Patsta Dmad Piya, Ma Moshe Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Imbriya, Gehinom Mutav. If they already exist for Gehinom, good. Bim Lav, Yivra Hashem, make it. So Lamai, Ilema lemivrei mamash. What do you mean? You want Hashem to create it ex nihilo, to create Geidom? Va'im kol chadash kachadash shamish. Once Briat Olam is finished, there's no such thing as ex nihilo creation anymore. So it says, no, Ela kruve pitcha. Saying, bring the doorway right over here. What's it mean? Bring the doorway over here. That's what it means. Patzta'ar tzipia. That the land opens up its mouth to swallow him directly into Gehinom. Uvnei Korach lo meitil. Says, Bnei Korach did not die. As the pasuk says, later on in Parashat Pinchas, when they're enumerating they're doing the count of Bnei Yisrael. Says, Bnei Korach lo meitil. Tana mishum rabbeinu. There's a place, a little place put together for them, or fortified for them in Gehinom. And they sat there. That's how they protect themselves from falling all the way down to Gehinom. And then they sing Shira. That brings us to the Gemara that we saw in Baba Batra, which are the Agadotot of Rabbi Baruch Hanna. That Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Zimna Chada, Vekazlan Ba'orcha, I was traveling. Amar Li Ha'utaya, this merchant, said to me, is there a merchant? Ta Ba'achadach B'lu'ei Dekorach. You want to go see where the Adat Korach was swallowed up? Azio, Chazatre Bizei, took him to a place where he saw two cracks in the ground. Davakanof and Kitra Minayo, smoke was coming up from them. Shokal Gavava, the Imrai took a bundle of wool, and Amshie Maya soaked it in water, Ba'otzvei Berei Shumche, and he put on the top of his spear, Ba'achafei Hatam, he put it on top of these cracks, Ichrech, and it was singed. That's how hot it was. So I'm like, hey, Atzid Mashmat. Let's go over here, what they have to say. Vishamit. And I heard Abu Kaimre, they were saying, Achi, Moshe, Vitorato, Emet, Vehein Badain. Moshe and his Torah are true, and we are fools, we are liars, in that our claim is unfounded. That's what they were saying. Shir to that, Moshe, Torato, Moshe, Emet. Amar, he told me, called Tlatin Yomin Mahadrilu Gehinom, that every 30 days they return, or they pass over this spot, Gehinom passes over this spot, like meat inside of a frying pan, I would have maybe even said meat on a spit, that's going around and around. This is what they say, Moshe, b'torato, emet, v'hein badayin, that Moshe and his Torah are truthful, or they are right, I mean, Moshe was justified in his position, and the Torah is correct, v'hein badayin, and we are, fools, or liars. Now, Dor HaMidbar, Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. Dor HaRabbanan, Dor HaMidbar, Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. Shenemar, Bar Zeh, Itamu, B'Sham Yamutu. Itamu, they'll be ended, B'Olam HaZeh, B'Sham Yamutu, B'Olam HaBa. B'Amar, Asher Nishbati B'Api, Im Yivau, Ne'o Menuchati. That's what we say in Kabbalat Shabbat, Arba'im Shana Akut B'Dor. V'Omar, Am Tu'el Ovem Heim. Right, and then we say, Hashem says, Hashem nishbati ba'api, in my anger, I took a shvua, and yavo na mechani, if they'll come to my menucha. So here, then on the menucha, it's not only Eretz Yisrael menucha, but the menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they won't join me. It's divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's position that the Dor HaMidbar does not get Olam Haba. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Olam Haba, they do get Olam Haba. Why? Because Shenemar, Isfuli Chasidai, Korte Briti Ale Zavach, get together, get for me, gather min my Chasidim, those that made a Brit, made a covenant with me, Ale Zavach, that bring Karbanot. Who made a Brit with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and brought Karbanot? That's at the end of Parshat Mishpatim, at the Perch of Dalet in Shmot, at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. There it says that Bnei Israel have a Brit, the Sefer a Brit, they make with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're Maleh, Olev Zvachim, they make Mizbechot, and they bring Olot and Zvachim. So that's talking about the Dor HaMidbar. In fact, the Dor HaMidbar says, Isfuli Chasidai, gather unto me, bring to me my Chasidim. So you see, Hashem does or did forgive them and was brought them into his quarters. He gives them Olam Haba. El Amani Mikayim, Hashem Nishbati Be'api. So what does it mean, Nishbati Be'api, the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva brought? Be'api Nishbati, when I was angry, I made that Shua. V'chozrani bi, when I calmed down, I got Hatarat Nedarim, and Chozrani bi, I retracted my statement, and I did say that they go to Olam Haba. Shuvah and Kach Omer, Lo Nimar Pasuk Zeh, Keneged Dorot Abayim. It's talking about future generations. Isfuli Chasidai, Elu Tzadikim, Shemchol Dor V'Dor. What do you mean? Get together all my righteous? Those are the Tzadikim of each generation. Korte Briti, those that made a covenant with me. Elu Chananya Mishal V'Zariah. That's talking about Chananya Mishal V'Zariah. Shemasrum Atzman. That they give up their lives of Toch. I don't know, here it writes Kevis Ha'esh. I think there probably is a Nun Sofit missing, but it should be Kivshan Ha'esh. That they were thrown into the burning fire. Alei Zavach. Elu Rabbi Kiva v'Chavirav. as referring to Rabbi Akiva and his friend, Shemasu Atzmam Lishchita, which gave themselves over to be killed on Divrei Torah. Shemaniyasu Mer Baim Hein Leolam Abba, they do come back to Olam Abba, meaning the Dar Midbar, Shnimer, Uftuye Hashem Yishuvun, Uvot Zinabrina, those that are redeemed by Hashem, Yeshuvun will we return. They come into Tzion with songs. Over there, the pasuk talking about the Dor HaMidbar, because it says, Uftuye Hashem. Those that were redeemed, who was redeemed? That's the Dor HaMidbar, that were redeemed from Mitzrayim. They will be, right, Yeshuvun about Tzion Brina. I'm Rabbi Barchan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shofka Rabbi Akiva lechasidute. Rabbi Akiva left his ways of positiveness, I would call it. We're going to see this later on. The Gemara's going to disappear. Exactly, so that's what he says this. It's out of Rabbi Akiva's character. Rabbi Akiva in general is the one who is always positive and protecting. Shemar, aloch, v'kratu bo'znei Yerushalayim ne'emar. What's the pasuk? Derefer Yirmiyahu. Zachartu lach chesed urayach, avat klulotayach, leich teich acharai b'midbar b'eretz kol zeruah. So he said, ma'acherim by miskutam. You were talking about that Hashem remembers Bnei Israel for what they did when they came out of Mitzrayim, the Dor HaMidbar. And in this chut, Hashem is going to protect them and take care of them. So, hey, ma'atzmam lo koshkim. It can help others. Certainly it can help themselves. Meaning that they should be, the Dor HaMidbar should be or get Olam Ha'ba. So again, it's out of character for Rabbi Akiva. And we'll see again, there's going to be another statement of Rabbi Akiva, and then we'll get to this, what it means out of character. Sarah the Shvatim, Inan Atirim Lachzor. The 10 Shvatim that were put into Galut by Melech Ashur Sancherib, when he comes, again, on his way to, he puts them into Galut, and then he tries to attack Yerushalayim with Chizkiyahu, and he fails his attack on Yerushalayim. But before that, he already was put into Galut, the 10 Shvatim. Because it says, "Vayishlichem el eretz acheret kayom hazeh." So in Chad says that I will throw him away to another land, kayom hazeh, like today. Ma yom hazeh. What does it mean, yom hazeh? Ma yom holech veinu chozer. Just like time passes and doesn't come back. Avim olchim veinu chozrim. So too, they're going to be put into galut and not come back. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva is saying they don't have a Olam Haba. When it says, "Vayishlichem el eretz acheret kayom hazeh," how do we know it's talking about the Aseret HaShvatim? So Rashi says, because it says, they went to one Eretz, Eretz Acheret. Who was Nidgla, the one Eretz? That was the Aseret HaShvatim, were all taken to Ashur. As opposed to the other two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, which Nitpazru, they were spread out over the world. Like today, just like a day, either you could say, Rashi brings two in there, well, either in the morning it's dark and then it gets light, or at night it's dark and the next day becomes light. Now that it's dark for them, in the future it'll be light for them. Again, that was a statement you would have expected from Rabbi Akiva, not from Eliezer. It's exactly the type of drasha that Rabbi Akiva would make, that it's dark today and light tomorrow. So, and Hashem gets angry at them, and then he throws them out, or spells them from their land. So that's the pasuk quoted in our Mishnah, is the Olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. No, it depends how they behave. If they do tshuva, then imlav chozrim, they come back. If they keep acting like the way they did when they were put into Galut, they'll remain in Galut, they won't come back. Rabbi Omer, Baim Heim Le'olam Haba. Rabbi makes an unequivocal statement that they get Olam Haba, Shinemar, Bayom O'i Taka B'Shofar Gadol. And then it says, Uva Ovdim Mi'eretz Ashur. Who are the Ovdim in Eretz Ashur? That's the Aseret HaShvatim, because it's Melech Ashur, it's the one who is Goleh, the Aseret HaShvatim. So it's interesting to note that Rashi, when he quotes the Pasuk, and then the end of that pasuk says, "Vanidachim meretz Mitzrayim." So the Gemara only quotes the pasuk for "Avdim meretz Ashur" to say that the Aseret HaShvatim come down. Rashi sends also "Vanidachim meretz Mitzrayim" is "Elu Dor HaMidbar." That's the Dor HaMidbar also comes back. That's the Tosefta. He says that, that's what the Tosefta says. It's not brought in our Gemara over here. Rashi brings it as another additional proof to the side that Dor HaMidbar will get Olam Haba. It's the same from the Vani Dachim Eretz Ashur Ve'Ha'Uvdim Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. So Amar Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yochanan Shavka Rabbi Akiva Lechasudet. Hey, again, Rabbi Akiva left his normal behavior, his normal positive attitude towards both the Bnei Yisrael and to people in general. There are many examples of that. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara at the end of Makot, with Yerushalayim, we just had a Gemara earlier with Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Horkonos, where when he was in Nidoy and they came to visit him, Rabbi Akiva also gave him nechama, that Rabbi Akiva was positive, was laughing, and while everybody else was crying. We have examples of that by the Mishnah and Yoma, that after the destruction of Mikdash, Rabbi Akiva gives some nechama and saying, don't worry about the Mikdash. How do we come tohor? Bifnei Hashem. Hashem is our mikveh. We don't need the Mikdash to be able to be tohor. Shneamar, it says, how do I know, what is it that Rabbi Akiva says? Shalokh v'karata t'brima yilat tzafona. Go out and say these words up in the north. Amarta shuva mishuva Yisrael. That they will return, those that are returning to Israel. Nuhum Hashem, I promise Hashem says, lo apio panai bachem ki chasid ani. And then I will not put my attention to them. I will not destroy them. Ki chasid ani. Nuhum Hashem, lo otero li'olam. I will not remain vengeful forever. So my chasud day, the Tanya, we have a braisa, k'tane b'nei rishay Yisrael, ein b'ayim l'olam haba. Those that are children of those that are rishayim amongst b'nei Yisrael, they do not get olam haba, meaning that they lose along with their parents. Parents who are rishayim, not only do they affect themselves, they also affect their children. Is that Shneamar? Because it says, k'ine hayom ba bo'er k'tanur, v'yakol zedim v'chol aser rishah, Kash, all those that are evil who transgress the word of Hashem, they'll be straw, right? So that they will be burnt up and they will not remain from them a root or a branch. Shorish is a root, balamazeh, banaf is a branch, is the olam haba, divrei Rabbi Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says, that the children of Rishayim do not come to olam haba. Rekiva omer, baim em leolam haba. Rekiva says, no, they do get olam haba. Shemer, shomer, pitaim Hashem. Hashem watches over the foolish. Rabbi Rashi, he says, shekein korim bepakacheyam, in the islands out there and overseas, they call the Yenoka Patya. That's the word for a child is a patya. So shomer pateim Hashem. Hashem looks out for the children. So even though the parents are rishayim, nevertheless the children will be protected by Hashem. So Omer, and it says, go to Ilana. In Daniel it says, cut down the tree, v'chablui, and destroy it. Bram, ikar shoreshi ba'arash fuku, but leave the roots in the ground. So you cut down the tree, but you leave the roots. It's the same thing over here. What does that mean? You kill the rasha off, but you leave his roots, you leave his children that are after him. Ela ma'anim yikayim lo yazuv lahem shoresh ve'anaf. What does it mean? That then what are you going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Gamliel brought that says that there will be nothing left of them, not a root, not a branch? Shlo yaniach lahem lo mitzvah v'lo shirei mitzvah. They have nothing left when they get to olam haba. They have nothing left, not a mitzvah, not a leftover mitzvah. And Hashem will give them all their reward v'olam hazeh. And since he gives them all their reward in olam hazeh, there'll be nothing left for them, the olam haba. That's what means no inshorish and enough. There's not a residual of any good they've done in this world when they come up to olam haba. Davar acher, shorish zu neshama v'enaf zeh aguf. No, that, what does it mean, shorish v'enaf? The neshama is what holds up the guf. That's the shorish, right? The roots that hold up the branches, that's the guf. So again, shorish, they will not be left for them, neshama or guf. That's what it means. They don't get olam haba. Aval k'tanei rishei ovdei kochavim, the children of rishayim ovdei kochavim, divra kohen bayim l'olam haba. Everybody agrees they don't go in l'olam haba. Now Rashi is particularly saying this is rishei ovdei kochavim, those that are rishayim of the ovdei kochavim, because it's machlokas we saw before between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, whether stam ovdei kochavim have olam haba or not. Therefore, everybody agrees that Rishayim of the Ovdei Kochavim do not have Olam Haba. It's according to both opinions. Either according to the opinion that none of them get Olam Haba, of course they're not included, or even according to one that says that the Akum gets Olam Haba, nevertheless, the Rishay Ovdei Kochavim don't get Olam Haba. That's what we had before. Kufay. And Kufay, we had the Machlokes in the Yeshiva Yushayim L'Sholah. And so over there it says, so then Rabbi Yeshua responds and says, wait a minute, you're reading the pasuk wrong, and then they do get olam haba, it's only the Rishayim that don't get olam haba. But everybody agrees that their children of Rishayim don't get olam haba if it was a non-Jew. But Rabbi Gamliel, or probably shouldn't have the word Rabbi Gamliel over here, it's nafkalei. Right, they learn it out. So we learn this out from the pasuk. That that I will wipe out any remembrance or any remnant of them. So that would be their tanim, that would be their children. I'm going to wipe out any remnant of them. Itmar katan meimetai ba de olam haba. From when does a katan reach olam haba? P'chiyav Reb Shim bar Rebbe. Chanamar mishash nolad. From the time it's born, it can reach olam haba. Chanamar mishash siper. From the time it starts to speak. Madar mishash nolad, who says from the time it's born, shenemar yavou v'yagidu tzidkato la'am nolad kiyasa. And they will go and they will tell over the righteousness, la'am nolad, to the nation that's born, kiyasak, with what Hashem did, or what Hashem has done. So la'am nolad, once they're born, then they can be misaper, then they can tell over the words of Hashem, that's when they come to olam haba. Madama mishash siper, from the time that they talk, so the one says the birth, now the one says mishash siper, tiktev zera yavdenu yisupar la'shem lador. Right, so the zera yavdenu, they will, right, that the offspring that are made, Yusupar Hashem will tell over to Hashem Lador forever. So Itmar Ravina Amar Mishash Nizra, that it's from the time that they are conceived already, that they are Ged Olam Haba, Dichtev Zera Yavdenu. When it says Yusupar Hashem, it says Zera Yavdenu. But the point is Zera, from the time of conception. Now when it's Amar Mishash Nimol, from the time you get a Bris Milah, then they get Olam Haba, Dichtev Ani Ani. Right, I am impoverished, destitute, vigovea minoar, and I'm close to death. Right, from my youth, I'm close to death. Asati emecha, carrying your fear of afunam and constantly in dread. But over here, you see that's govea minar minoar. So over there, it's the body. What it means, I'm close to death, is the gvi'a. What's the gvi'a? So that's what Rashi says over here, af apish ani, gvi'ati chashuva. That even though I'm very destitute, I'm torn down or ruined, my body is still good. Why? V'ra'u lomar lai, v'gva v'yasaf. You can say about me that I was v'gva v'yasaf, I was taken back to my nation, komar sochani latid lavok, tzadikim. Why? Because it says by them, gvi'a. Umei matai, when zef, no se mecho pachtecha afunam, mitgagelet ushkuna elai, v'haino mila, shibsaro, shenu mishamrim, mei mato shalakosh baruchu. There, when we cut the mila, that's how we protect him from, or we do something for the emata kosh baruchu. So it's from the time mila, that's the minhag even some, when a baby is stillborn, sometimes, or a baby dies, they give him a brit mila before they bury him, right? That's the minhag, which is to do possibly with this Gemara over here, that we say that he comes to Olam Haba, even though there's an opinion here also of Ravina, who says that even from the time of conception, that even in a miscarriage, there would be Olam Haba from this. Stop over here.